In a recent speech regarding the economy given in New Orleans, President Barack Obama again addressed three things he believes Republicans and Democrats can join together to do to make progress in the area of business growth and job creation right now. The Farm Bill was first on his list. President Obama said Congress needs to pass a farm bill that helps rural communities grow and protects vulnerable Americans. And there is no time like the present, with the House and Senate scheduled to both be in session before taking a Thanksgiving break starting November 22nd, and not likely to return until December 9th for another two-week session before an expected December 20th departure for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. The farm bills that have been approved by the House and Senate will continue to be valid after the first of the year, since the congressional session continues. But of course, with the 2008 farm bill already officially expired, there are several programs that will end at that date, so therefore the pressure remains on to finish a farm bill by the first of the year. And back to President Obama's to-do list, fixing our broken immigration system was the second item mentioned, which he said would be good for our national security and economic security. According to the president, immigration reform would grow our economy by $1.4 trillion over the next two decades and shrink our deficits by nearly $1 trillion. He says there's no reason both parties can't come together and get immigration legislation passed this year. Finally, the president talked about a responsible budget that sets America on a stronger course for the future. Congress has until January 15th to figure out how to fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year. That's when the continuing resolution that currently funds the government will expire. A budget conference committee is trying to figure out an overall budget plan that would provide a framework for the new continuing resolution. That committee is supposed to finish its report by December 13th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.